Welcome to We Empower, the radio show that inspires you to embrace your potential, resilience, and strength. In these challenging times, we're here to help you unlock your power to overcome obstacles, pursue your dreams, and shape a brighter future. I'm Anna Bertanes, your host for this empowering hour. Welcome, everyone, to another exciting episode of We Empower, today from thanks to JDAI from Weira in Munich. I'm thrilled to have you all with us today, and I hope you're ready for an empowering journey ahead. I know that since our last show, a lot has happened in our lives, from personal achievements to professional challenges. Each day has presented its own set of opportunities and obstacles. But fear not, because today we're going to take a moment to reflect on the past week together. Over the past few days, we've received numerous messages, again, from listeners just like you, seeking guidance and support for both their professional and personal lives. I want you to know that we hear you and we're here to help, whether it's navigating the complexities of the workplace or finding balance in your everyday life. We're committed to providing you with the tools and resources you need to thrive. So sit back, relax, and get ready to be inspired. Together, we'll tackle challenges, celebrate victories, and empower each other to reach new heights. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. We're in this together, and together we can achieve anything. Let's make today count. In today's episode, we'll be diving into some highlights from the past week and sharing what you can look forward to in the next 60 minutes. We start by recapping a few standout moments from the previous week before treating you to a song that hints the intriguing personality of our special guest for today. Stay tuned to hear why this song was chosen by our guest herself. Joining us today is Alicia Fultons, who will be sharing insights and stories with us. Following that, I will introduce you to an inspiring book. To wrap things up, we will open the floor to your questions. Well, I'll be happy to answer. And to close the show, I will present you one product which helps empowering you and your body. So let's dive into some highlights from the past week. First, rising cases of female genital mutilation reported by UNICEF. A recent study released by UNICEF has brought to light alarming findings regarding the global increase in female genital mutilations, FGM cases. Despite efforts by numerous organizations and governments to end this cruel practice, the number of affected girls has risen by a staggering 15%. Female genital mutilation is not only a violation of human rights, but also a significant health burden, causing lifelong harm. It is crucial that enhanced measures are taken to protect girls from this barbaric practice and hold those involved accountable. Raids conducted due to online misogynic speeches in 11 German states. The execution of raids against online misogynic speeches in 11 German states marks a significant step in the fight against online hate and misogyny. Women are often targets of hate speech and discrimination in the digital realm, posing a serious risk to their safety and well-being. Measures to combat these forms of hatred are crucial to creating a safer and more inclusive online environment where women can operate free from harassment and threats. Discussion on feminist foreign policy with CDU politician Giallo. The debate surrounding feminist foreign policy is gaining momentum, with perspectives from politicians like Giallo proving to be a great interest. The question of whether feminist principles should be integrated into foreign policy raises important issues regarding the promotion of women's rights and gender equality on an international scale. A feminist foreign policy can help protect women in conflict and post-conflict situations, promote their economic participation, and strengthen their right to bodily autonomy. Success story from Brandenburg, gender equality in leadership positions. Brandenburg stands as a notable example of how gender equality in leadership positions can be achieved. Through targeted measures to promote women in senior positions, the region has demonstrated that gender equality is not merely an ideal, but an attainable reality. This success should serve as inspiration and encourage other regions to take similar actions to create a fairer and more inclusive work environment around the world. Golini Atai, honored for Women's Award for Commitment to Equality. The recognition of Golini Atai with a Women's Award for her commitment to equality is well deserved. Her tireless efforts to advocate for women's rights and her courage in standing up for equality are inspiring and deserving of celebration. Atai's work helps raise awareness of the challenges women face and demonstrates how individuals can affect positive change through their actions. UN criticizes the situations of women in Afghanistan under Taliban rule. The situation of women in Afghanistan under Taliban rule remains extremely concerning. Despite international efforts and appeals, the Taliban continue to restrict women's rights and pose a serious threat to women. The United Nations has sharply criticized the violations of women's rights in Afghanistan and calls for urgent action to ensure the safety and freedom of women in the country. It is crucial for the international community to continue exerting pressure to secure the protection and rights of women in Afghanistan. So this was for today, the news. And following that, I will then first go to the song. So let's kick things off with a song selected by Alicia.
A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on.
Don't Stop Believing. What a great, great song. And it's one of my favorite too. I remind and combine it to a movie which I saw and where I heard it the first time. And it stands for me for for the chances everybody has. And I really like, Alicia, that you're here today and you've chosen this powerful song, Don't Stop Believing. Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. So do you want to tell us a little bit why you've chosen this song and why it means so much to you?
Yes, sure. But first of all, thank you very much for the invitation. Thank you for having me here. I'm very happy to join the show and see you again a little bit. Well, Don't Stop Believing. I mean, generally music is, I'm very much into music. Yeah. And because it's always the very emotional part of my person, of my life. So, I think that I have a lot of songs in my past and during my journey through all my life that are reminding me some experiences and reminding me very special moments. And I always love Don't Stop Believing. As you said, it's very energizing and it's very, that has a very positive perspective. And you've quoted the first lines, and maybe a little bit identified with this little girl that came from Poland to Germany, was a 6-year-old girl who didn't know what will happen and how the life will develop, and trust in my parents that they want the best for us, and then started step by step and by little steps to discover the world a little bit and looking back, grow, and develop. And I've heard this song last year again, and I was so moved. And at the beginning of this year, it was again, and it was not from Journey, because I love the version from Journey, absolutely, but it was from another singer, Teddy Swims. And I was again so moved, and I had really tears in my eyes. And then I look a little bit inside of me and said, okay, what's going on here? and well, maybe it's the reason is because, well, I'm in the third year of my own business. And
you can
I
be
came
proud
into,
of that.
Yes, exactly. And but of course, the business is always in changing and developing. Yeah. So there are milestones that were achieved, and then that you're looking to the future and how you would like to grow. What plans do you have, right? And and also, I have a new role as a president for the marketing club in Frankfurt, and this is also linked to a lot of changes and the transformation that I would like to drive and to initiate. And I think that's maybe two of the reasons why this song was so deeply into me and triggered me in a positive way so much that I was so moved, because I think the most important thing that I've learned and what I can say, the most important thing for all of us is to really never stop believing, because we have so much things around us, positive and negative things. And it's really important to be self-aware of the own needs and self-aware of me as a person, and to trust. And I think this Don't Stop Believing is really, for the positive and the negative moments, a very good song to really never forget. Don't Stop Believing.
Yes, thank you so much for this introduction, Alicia. Alicia Feltens, I would like to introduce in a few words, and I could, I think, use the whole show to introduce her, because there's so much to say about her. And
Come
I'm
on,
super
stop it.
and I'm super happy to getting to knowing her. And every time we're talking, I get so much new things that I think, oh my God, this is crazy. It's crazy great. So yes, Alicia Fulton, she's if we talk about communication, we have to talk about Alicia because she is communication by heart. Strategic communication is that what she talks about, what she feels about, what she's great and strategic. And this is, of course, therefore good that she's a president of the Marketing Club Frankfurt, because whom you need as a person on the top there, you need somebody who can communicate, but who knows also about what power communication means and what you can do with that. And we talked about this song, a song which can move emotions, which can drive people to the better or to the worse, right? And Alicia has a long journey behind her. She is communications consultant with over 13 years of experience in strategic communications, corporate communications, reputation management, super important, and C-level consulting. She specialized in corporate storytelling, external and internal communications, executive positioning, leadership communications, HR and employee communications for national and international companies, especially in healthcare, technology, industrial, and professional service sectors. And she has a passion for communication, as you can imagine, of course, for good stories and for the people behind them. So you will always experience her as a team player, and she communicates transparently and on a level, empathic and people-focused, committed, confident, and reliable. And if I look at Alicia, there's so much else to say, as I said. I would like to point out a few things out of a lot. But first of all, I would like to ask you before our break one question. You are saying also corporate and also corporate branding or branding at all. Would you say that branding, personal branding, corporate branding has reached a special level in today's world? With facing globalization, public crisis, a lot of insecurity.
Yeah, I think so. The personal branding part is rising and increasing since the last year. Because as you say, it's sometimes in the advertising and marketing sphere, it's always the people are not buying the company or not interacting with the company, but they're interacting with the people behind. So the importance of faces from the individual companies increased in the past, and it's professionalized as well. Yeah, because it's very, very important to tell the story and connect it into special persons, to the CEO, but also maybe to the chief marketing officer or to the person who's driving the innovation process of a company. But also to be very aware of your corporate brand as a company, yeah, or a startup. I think it's a very important thing because people are looking into the values. They are looking into the attitude of companies itself, and it becomes more and more important, especially in the last years. And there is a kind of request, I would say, from the people to have an attitude and to react a little bit to what's happening around in the political and also in the society.
That's right. So, Alicia and I have had an exciting exchange. So, stay tuned. After the small commercial break, we will continue our conversation.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living. A people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
We've covered some intriguing topics in the last minutes, and now we will continue our conversation with Alicia. So Alicia, we talked already about this, that don't stop believing, and the life path is not always straight, sometimes takes some curves. I know that you was born in Poland, and could you tell us a little bit what made you to this cosmopolitan woman you are? Where you came from, in 1990 from Poland, and has to get along with a completely new life here in Germany?
Well, that's a good question. Sometimes I'm wondering this as well. I think maybe to become this kind of cosmopolitan person, as you said, which I like very much, the description, I think in the end, these are always the people that you met during your life, and to see it and to appreciate it, because I think my parents were always very open minded. They were always not just looking to the border of Poland, but always beyond. My father was also working, so he was in the medical area still, and he was working for the ice hockey, Polish national team from in ice hockey, and so he was also already in this time, not only in Poland, but I see a little bit the world, so he always bring a little bit of this flair. Attitude maybe, and also some funny stuff from there. And the reason why we came to Germany was really to have, to change the life. So my parents really want to change the perspective, change the opportunities for us mm-hmm. kids, and to have a broader view on the world, I would say.
And did they ask you, Alicia? Did you say, "Hey, Alicia, no. We would like to offer you a new word. Are you happy with this idea?"
Never. No, they asked me not before, but maybe they thought they read my mind. I don't know. I think every parent has an idea and a vision of the world where the child should grow up, and I think that was the driver for them in the end.
And did you like it? I mean, how was it when they said, "Alicia, we will move"?
To be honest, I don't really remember. It was so because a lot of the stories, how you make it out of Poland, that to be able to go out, that was something that I've heard from my parents some years later. And I think for the first time it was like, okay, just looking around and see what happening. I was not in the driver's seat. That was the decision to be it now. It was really like, okay, I'm going with them, and the things are just happening, everything. So I was not, now when I'm sometimes looking back, okay, you lived the first days in a sports hall, yeah, with hundreds of people, until the moment that you get your apartment with the whole family. However, we were six persons in one room, yeah. And then we were moving to the city Schwerte, yeah, that was in North Rhine-Westphalia, nearby by Dortmund, and yeah, this big cities like Essen and Bochum and so on. And then again, it was a kind of transition, and I think I was more and more, when I came to school, to really, yeah, to get familiar with all of that, and of course to learn the language, because nobody of us was able to speak German.
Even not your father?
No,
Oh,
nobody.
wow. Wow.
So the first time, months, also a year, of course my parents were eager to learn German. And me as well, of course, yeah, to get friends,
Get along
to
with the
find.
culture, even, no?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So it was, I think, looking back, it was that a lot of things happened, but you don't realize it as a child, because you make it how it comes, yeah, and you manage and you deal with it. And sometimes it's maybe the magic of being a child, that you're not so much wondering and so much hesitating about what happened, but just try to deal with it and to be flexible as well, and try to find your way through all of that.
Is it maybe also a kind of a trust in that everything ends in something good as a child? And not so
Well,
much,
yes.
it can happen this and this and this could happen.
I think so. And in the end, it's the trust in your parents, yeah, that you have the trust in life, and trust in your family, that this is your backbone and this is your safe space. And I think this is the most important thing in this kind of challenging situation, because in the end it was a challenging situation. New country, new people,
Yes,
new language.
imagine.
So, in the end it's the trust that your parents are your safe space, and that are always able to hug you and to save you and protect you. Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is important to remind afterwards, later on, that we had this trust in our small environment, that we had a place where we felt safe all the time, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think this trust allows me to get all the chances that came across my way in the last years, because you're asking how I became this kind of cosmopolitan. Well, it was not planned. It happened, and
It
it
just
of course
happened.
it's not, yeah, no, I think it's not just happened. It's also about seeing the chances that are coming across your way, and also to take them and to
That's
try
a
it
great,
out.
yeah, that's a great sentence you're mentioning, because I know many people which get a lot of chances, a lot of people they meet where you think, wow, why are they still there where they are? Why haven't they made a successful life out of it? And you ask them, and they can't tell you. What do you think is this difference? What makes some people successful like you or other people not successful? I mean, okay, we have to define success, of course.
Yeah.
But I mean, they have so many chances, and from outside you think, oh my God, he's a close friend of Anthony Robbins. Why doesn't he use this for driving his coach business, for example? Or he's a close friend of this and this. Why haven't he asked him or her to support him in this and that, and just suffering from day to day? What do you think is so? Is a kind of success factor, maybe also from your experience?
Yeah. Well, I think when we are defined in this context of success, I would say, well, what makes you taking the chances that maybe are on the horizon?
Yeah.
And I think in this, we are again coming back to the trust aspect. Mm-hmm. And I would add also self-awareness. So, and I mean really this in the literal sense, you know, to really be aware of you, of your needs, of also mm-hmm. your emotional state, and mm-hmm. to have the trust into your skills, and mm-hmm. and also to have a trust into the chances. And I think the most important thing is an open mindset and open mindedness to be aware or to tell yourself, okay, when it will be not good, yeah. you will nevertheless learn something. So the chance is always for something good, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think the reason why some people are not reaching out for the chances that are on the horizon is fear, mm-hmm. and to not be aware yeah. Of your own wishes and mm-hmm. your own needs and who you really are. And of course, it's always a challenge to go out of your comfort zone. Yeah, and but the real good chances are always outside the comfort zone. They're always it's always an aspect of growing and to mm-hmm. try out and to go to take a risk. To reach it and to see what yeah. happened. And I think this makes the difference between the people who are maybe skyrocketing mm-hmm. or make great experiences, which is also a kind of success, right? And the others who just going one path, never changing, never look to the left and to the right, because yeah. this maybe also protect you for disappointment.
That's right. And it's great that you mentioned this risk taking. And I would like to ask you, what was the craziest thing you've ever done?
Maybe to start my own business. Well, maybe this is one of the craziest mm-hmm. things that I've did in the past, because I would never thought that I will start my own business. That was also never a plan from my life or for my career, because I always thought, okay, we will start in an agency. Mm-hmm. We'll climb the steps, and maybe you will change them to a great big corporate, and then we'll make it there. And the reason, so the 3 years ago, I came to a point, okay, no, there's no agency at the moment that is yeah. really challenging, triggering you or that you're curious about, that you would like mm-hmm. to go inside. And also no corporate that really, yeah, that I was very triggered to go into it and to start my career mm-hmm. or continue my career there. And the main reason why I then said to start my own business was, okay, I have an idea how I would like to work with people, how I would like to support them, how to mm-hmm. be a sparring partner for C-levels, for executives, and finding their own way and finding their positioning, their personal narrative, but also the narrative for the company, for the business. And I think to, again, to trust into okay, this could work out, and or let's try it, was maybe the craziest thing that I've did.
And wasn't that a kind of sports experience you definitely have, that this helped you achieving your goals?
Well, I would say that sports can give you a lot of things on in your career, but also in your personal development, because there are so many values, that you learn. And I, for myself, I would say in this context was a little bit of discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You
Patience.
Were one of them, right?
Yes. I've played volleyball for about 12 years. So this is a team sport. So of course this part of this is makes you a team player and thinking in a team player context and also leadership.
Yeah.
You all also learn a lot of about leadership, and in this case, looking back, in natural leadership and a formal leadership, because you always have persons in your team that are you as accept them as the leaders. Yeah, they have a natural respect, natural authority without really putting in into the front. And then you have the leaders, they always want to be the leaders, just to be the leaders, and I think what sports learned you as well is to focus when it matters.
Yeah.
And respect, tolerance. So there are a lot of things that are for me applying to the way how we should respect each other, how we should live together.
Yeah.
Values that should also apply to us as society. So for me, sports is for me one of the best reasons and best things to look at it, because you can adapt so much into the normal life, your personal career. I mean, look at a lot of really good leaders and entrepreneurs. They all are doing some kind of sports. On the one hand, maybe to challenge themselves, to reach something out of the comfort zone, but also all things that I've already mentioned, endurance or ability to suffer. It's also there's always a lot of aspects in the sports that makes you sometimes also a better person.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good point. We're coming to an end, unfortunately, and I would like to ask you for your three best hacks in marketing or AI or time management or strategic communication. Just three hacks to give to the people who are listening, to the audience.
Well, let's turn me a little bit different, because I'm not sure if I have really three hacks for marketing. There
it
are a lot
be
of
five.
A huge one. Yeah. No. Well, I would say there's one very important hack for health, and I would call it the inner beauty. Look at your mental and emotional state, and care for you. And one hack for artificial intelligence, maybe, just try it. Don't be afraid and just try it. Go into this and see what happened, and trust that will be also for something good.
Yeah.
And in marketing, but that's not just in marketing, never stop learning. Appreciate and enjoy exchange and meeting other people to get different perspectives and to get inspired.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Alicia. It was such a pleasure to have you here. And thank you for the
You're
engaging
welcome.
Discussion and the insights that define you as an inspiring personality. I look forward to our ongoing exchange and the impact we will continue to make together.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. So after the commercial break, we will continue with the introduction of an inspiring book that we've selected for you.
Radio. UK Health Radio. the station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try Nasal Guard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, Mum and Dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So now let's move on with an inspiring book that can be a life changer for you. And today it's about how to win friends and influence people from Dale Carnegie. So How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie is a timeless classic in the realm of self-help and personal development. The book offers invaluable insights into the art of building meaningful relationships and effectively communicating with each other. Through engaging anecdotes and practical advice, Carnegie teaches readers how to navigate social interactions with grace and confidence. His principles, although simple, are profound and have stood the test of time, making this book a must-read for anyone looking to improve their interpersonal skills and achieve success in both personal and professional life. So it's about communicating. Dale Carnegie was an American writer, lecturer, and self-improvement guru born in 1888. He gained a widespread acclaim for his courses and books on public speaking, interpersonal skills, and self-improvement. Carnegie's teachings were heavily influenced by his own experience and observations, as well as by the works of philosophers and psychologists. He believed in the power of positivity, empathy, and genuine interest in others to achieve success in life. How to Win Friends and Influence People was first published in 1936 and quickly became a bestseller. The book is divided into four sections, each focusing on different aspects of human interaction, such as handling people, making people like you, winning people to your way of thinking, and being a leader. So all that's more or less about being a leader. Carnegie's principles are based on timeless truths about human nature and psychology, making them relevant and applicable in any social or professional context. Overall takeaway from the book in one sentence is that genuine kindness, empathy, and understanding are the keys to building strong relationships and achieving success in life with authenticity. I would also like to give you 7 concrete tips from the book. First, show genuine interest in others and make them feel important. Smile and greet people warmly and honestly. Remember people's names and use them. Listen actively and attentively to what others have to say, and not just say, yes, yes. Avoid criticism and instead offer praise and encouragement. Seek to understand others' perspectives before expressing your own. And win people to your way of thinking by appealing to their desires and their interests. So I would like to give you a few sentences, original sentences from this book. Let the other person save face. Years ago, the General Electric Company was faced with a delicate task of removing Charles Steinmetz from the head of the department. Steinmetz, a genius of the first magnitude when it came to electricity, was a failure as the head of the calculating department. Yet the company didn't dare offend the man. He was indispensable and highly sensitive. So they gave him a new title. They made him consulting engineer of the General Electric Company. A new title for work he was already doing, and let someone else head up the department. Steinmetz was happy. So where the officers of the GE, they had gently maneuvered their most temperamental star, and they had done it without a storm, by letting him save face. Letting one save face. How important, how vitally important that is. And how few of us ever stop to think of it. We ride roughshod over the feelings of others, gaining our own way, finding fault, issuing threats, criticizing a child or an employee in front of others, without even considering the hurt to the other person's pride. Where thus a few minutes' thought, a considerate word or two, a genuine understanding of the other person's attitude would go so far toward alleviating the sting. Let's remember that the next time we are faced with a distasteful necessity of discharging or reprimanding an employee or anybody else around us. So I would like to give you here in a nutshell about being a leader a few tips originally by Dale Carnegie. And his job often includes changing your people's attitudes and behavior. Begin with praise and honest appreciation. Call attention to people's mistakes indirectly. Talk about your own mistakes before criticizing the other person. Ask questions instead of giving direct orders. Let the person save face. Give the person a fine reputation to live up to. And use encouragement. Make the fault seem easy to correct. So, summary with the best 5 quotes from the author. You can make more friends in 2 months by becoming interested in other people than you can in 2 years by trying to get other people interested in you. The only way to get the best of an argument is to avoid it. A person's name is to that person the sweetest sound in any language. Talk to someone about themselves and they will listen for hours. And the 5th, if you want to gather honey, don't kick over the behalf. So if you are interested in knowing more about this, I'm happy if you want to go further with that. So have you taken something away for yourself? If you have any book recommendations to me you'd like to share here, if you've written a book yourself that you'd like to see featured, please reach out to us. So sometimes we find ourselves in situations that are challenging. Situations we may not want to discuss with our family, friends, or partners right now. Here, you can really ask them without losing your face by staying anonymous. And we will protect your privacy, of course, while still providing helpful answers to you and others. So I'm very happy to have here today Sophia. Sophia, you are from Hamburg. That's a great city, and I'm not sure what the weather is there today. Here in Munich, we have great weather, sunny and close to 20 degrees. So I have you here. It's a great honor for us.
Hi. Hello, Annabelle. It's lovely to be here. Thank you so much. And first of all, you're doing a great job. I really love your show. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So how can I help you, Sophia?
Well, look, I wanted to reach out because I have a really demanding career. I'm I work for an international real estate company here in Hamburg, and it's a really high power dynamic job. I lead a dynamic team and I do a lot of traveling. So I'm really, really engaged in my work. But my focus is also on my family. I have three children. I have an amazing husband. I really try and give both of those parts of my life the focus it deserves. So my work-life balance is actually what I try and navigate. So I would like to know how, between this high-pressure job and this environment and my personal life, how can I balance it without compromising either of them?
Yeah, I think your inquiry resonates with the challenges faced by many individuals, Sophia, because this is often super hard to combine both, especially if you're engaged in both and you like both. And navigating the demanding landscape of both professional and personal responsibilities is often really a challenging thing. And you not only need a good time management, but you need to know also what is the key behind. So the key to achieving a harmonious balance lies in the art of establishing clear boundaries and strategic prioritization. So beginning with creating intentional timeframes for both work and personal life, recognizing the unique demands of each. Leverage technology as a tool to enhance efficiency in your professional endeavors, allowing you to optimize your time without sacrificing the quality of your work. And equally important is a recognition of the value of breaks and self-care, of course. So take a breath. Often it's very important just to take 5 minutes after a 1 hour working, just to breathe, get fresh air, new thoughts, do something completely different, or even nothing, instead of just trying to really reach the next level of other things you have to do. And equally important is a recognition of the value of breaks and self-care. So incorporating moments of respite into your routine is essential for maintaining overall well-being and sustaining your energy levels. Some things, it needs always a big wave. It doesn't need a big wave. It needs just a groundbreaking knowledge that you are the first and most important person to you, and that you have to take care of you. So communicating plays also a pivotal role in this delicate balancing act. Engage openly with your surroundings, both at work and at home. It's good because it conveys your needs and expectations to others. Are you always angry if your partner asks you about the ways to bring out or about the coffee to prepare? By fostering a supportive environment and enlisting the understanding of those around you, being transparent, this is important, you will find greater ease in managing the ebb and flow between your work and personal commitments. Remember, Sophia, achieving balance is an ongoing process, and with a thoughtful and intentional approach, you can navigate this. But it will never be a solution forever. You always have to look for new solutions and listen to your heart, listen to your need. Try to be really into your intuition. Does it feel good in your stomach, or does it give you a weird feeling where you think, there's something which doesn't fit? Maybe the work is not the right one anymore. Maybe you need more freedom, more time for yourself and doing some sports exercises, or just nothing, just meditating for 20 minutes a day.
I really like what you said. I'm going to take this on board because the self-care part is really, really good. And I was actually thinking of, because I manage a team of five women, to actually go for a walk. Like you said, have a break, go for a walk. I'm in beautiful Eppendorf here. And
Springs, that's amazing.
Springs upon us, and maybe I can do that. So that would be nice. Thank you. No, thank you so much.
And it's super important, Sophia, what you said. It's not just that you think about yourself. In a team, you can help each other. And often your request and your needs are also the needs of the people around you. And so just expressing your needs can may open a world of more authenticity against each other, more engagement, more friendliness, more friendship, and more looking after yourself, not only for you, but as a role model also to the others. So thank you so much for this important question.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Annabelle. Thank you.
Yeah, so after your question, I'm switching to our small last part where I would like to define one product which can help you also empowering you in a good way. And today I want to talk a few words about curcuma. Curcuma, known as a turmeric, is a vibrant spice that adds more than just color to culinary creations. It brings a world of wellness to the table. Originating from the root of curcuma, long a plant, this golden gem is native to the tropical regions of Southeast Asia, where it has been revered for centuries for its remarkable properties. Its name, derived from the Arabic word kukum, reflects its rich history and cultural significance. So known for its warm, earthy flavor, not everybody likes it. With a subtle or hint of bitterness, turmeric adds depth and complexity to dishes ranging from curries to soups and beyond. But beyond its culinary appeal, turmeric boosts a treasure trove to health benefits. Its active compound, curcumin, is celebrated for its anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties, making it a potent ally in supporting overall health and well-being. So traditionally, it has been used in various forms across different cultures, from Ayurvedic medicine to traditional Chinese and Indonesian remedies, or they're taken as a supplement, brewed into teas, or incorporated into cooking. It offers a versatile approach to harnessing its healing powers. For optimal absorption, pairing it with black pepper, it enhances its bioavailability, allowing the body to reap its full benefits. From golden lettuce to flavored curries, it invites exploration in the kitchen while nurturing the body from within. So embrace this golden spice as a symbol of vitality and embark on a journey to wellness with every savory bite and sip. By the way, I'm drinking it every morning together with healing earth. You think that is weird? Take a bit of galactose into it. I will tell a little bit further about it next time. So unfortunately, that wraps our episode of We Empower, the weekly radio show dedicated to celebrating the strength, resilience, and limitless potential of women around the globe. Join us again next week as we continue on this empowering journey, sharing real stories of triumph, upliftment, and empowerment. Your presence and engagement mean the world to us, and we appreciate you taking the time to tune in. Remember, this time is a gift to you to discover new inspiration, embrace exciting insights, and find the motivation to live life to the fullest. Together with RISE, and your contribution matter. Don't hesitate to get involved by sharing your book recommendations, suggestions for inspiring individuals, and questions that are close to your heart. Your voice is valued, and together we can make a difference. Thank you for being part of our community. Until next time, keep shining and empowering others. Together we rise.